A second former high-ranking Bush administration official has written a book critical of the president's approach to fighting terrorists before and after the September 11th attacks. News analyst Daniel Shore says that issue is increasingly finding its way into election year politics.
While trying to shift the campaign argument to taxes and spending, the administration appears to be concerned about charges, especially from former officials, that President Bush neglected the fight against terrorism in a single-minded preoccupation with overthrowing Saddam Hussein. For many months, the president and other officials talked as though the Iraqi regime and al-Qaeda were interconnected, despite the lack of evidence to that effect. Former Treasury Secretary Paul O'Neill, who had been fired from his job, struck the first blow, saying that the White House was obsessed with toppling Saddam Hussein from the very first meeting of the National Security Council 10 days after the inauguration. In his memoir, O'Neill wrote, "From the very beginning, there was a conviction that Saddam Hussein was a bad person and that he needed to go. The tone was, go find me a way to do this." O'Neill could be dismissed as a disgruntled ex-employee, but now comes a dramatic account of presidential single-mindedness from Richard Clark, for 10 years anti-terrorism coordinator under 4 presidents. In his memoir, Clark says that ousting Hussein was topic A from the very first National Security Council meeting without much discussion of the reason. Clark writes that the day after September 11, the president pulled him and a small group of aides into the Situation Room and said, "Go back over everything, everything. See if Saddam did this." Clark said he replied, "But Mr. President, al-Qaeda did this." I know," the president is quoted, "but see if Saddam was involved. Just look. I want to know any shred." All of this is roundly denied by National Security Advisor Condoleezza Rice and other officials who were strenuously involved today in asserting that the Bush administration, briefed by Clinton administration officials, worked hard to deal with the terrorists. Spokesman Scott McClellan said the Bush administration always had a comprehensive strategy to combat terrorism. But especially after violent events like the Madrid railway bombing, there is clearly the making of a campaign issue in the allegation of an obsession with Saddam Hussein. This is Daniel Shore.